Good morning. A wave of low pressure passing east of New Jersey and south of Long Island is bringing a round of rain through southern parts of New England. It's been raining overnight in the Catskills and mid and lower Hudson Valley as well, but that rain is passing off to the east, leaving a drier trend for most of New York. New England will also dry out this morning as that wave tracks south and east of Cape Cod. Some energy, though, in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will head in our direction for the middle and latter part of the day today. And with breaks in the clouds leading to some sunshine, we do run the risk at a little bit of instability, producing a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Meantime, temperatures will be down with the cloud cover today, and readings will make it into the upper 70s and lower 80s for afternoon highs. Skies will be mostly cloudy tonight, with temperatures back into the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. Another disturbance moving through the Ohio Valley and in our direction tomorrow could produce an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, although I think most of the activity will be confined well west of our region. We do run the risk, though, otherwise we'll see a mix of sun and clouds with highs staying in the lower 80s. A more potent wave of energy will head through on Sunday, and this will bring more clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms for the second half of the weekend. High temperatures will be left in the middle and upper 70s. And right now it looks like that wave of low pressure will stick around into Monday, keeping the weather into the early part of next week a bit unsettled with scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs again in the 70s. We'll start to dry it out with a ridge of high pressure building in Tuesday of next week and lasting through the middle of the week with at least a mix of sun and clouds, if not mostly sunny skies. High temperatures will climb back into the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heading into August and toward a more seasonably active time in the tropics, we find a tropical wave located about 1,200 miles east of the Lesser Antilles that's moving rapidly to the west. Given the fast motion of the system, development, if any, will be slow to occur. However, this system will likely bring showers and gusty winds to portions of the Leeward Islands during the weekend, and then activity should spread westward across the Caribbean Sea. And shower activity associated with another tropical wave and a low-pressure system centered a couple of hundred miles south-southeast of the Cape Verde Islands has increased during the past several hours, but the overall organization has changed little. This system has some potential for development during the next couple of days before the disturbance encounters a less favorable environment over the central tropical Atlantic next week. At Mount Washington this morning, cloudy skies and 52 degrees with a west wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 50 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 67. 93% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer is at 29.86 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 126 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Walden, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, Boston cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 78, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.21 inches for the month, which is 52 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 16.28 inches for the year, which is 6.02 inches below normal. There were 13 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 263, and 481 for the year, which is 140 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 97, set in 1894, and the record low, 47, in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:44 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Sunday, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy, still the risk of showers and thunderstorms on Monday in the upper 70s. Dry on Tuesday and Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. And mostly sunny back into the mid-80s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.